patient name, Jenna, is the first name J-E-N-N-A, last name Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S. Date of birth 4/13/09. Date of service 6/14/23. Period and paragraph. This is a 14-year-old female patient here with complaint of right flank pain, also suprapubic pain, mild dysuria as well. She's had this for a couple of days now. This morning she woke up, had some nausea and vomiting as well. Period and paragraph. Blood pressure 106/65, pulse 85, respiration 16. Temperature 98.4, oxygenation 100% at room air. Current weight 102. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history. She has a hearing deficit in the right ear. Surgical history, none. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Last menstrual period was approximately 2 weeks ago. Last menstrual cycle was the last week of May, approximately 2 weeks ago, period. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipodynopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, no tachycardia, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. She does have some tenderness to the right flank area of the back. Period and paragraph, we did a lab test, a urine sample today. It did show a positive for blood and leukocytes as well as nitrites. Period and paragraph, assessment and plan, urinary tract infection and a mild dysuria. Patient will receive Bactrim double strength 1PO BID TEM 7 days number 14. She's going to drink plenty of fluids. We will also send the urine out for culture. That will be back in a few days. I've advised the patient to monitor her symptoms and return to clinic or call me, if not improving, in another 24 hours.